Does my mother know that you're here? To approach this with caution, I was careful not leaning into it too much, taking small steps and even coming back to calibration in between. Everything except this new phenomenon seems to be in order. Can you communicate with me? No. Can I communicate with you? Yes. Do you understand these concentrated thoughts? Yes. Are you at peace now? No. Do you have something to say? Yes. Will you find peace then? Yes. Filled with skepticism, I wanted to know if this spirit was trying to lead me on to something, since I always got such obvious responses. I was trying to come up with a question that it could not answer. So I kept asking a few more questions about how this spirit died. A few months back, I was playing a game called Minecraft, in which you can die in multiple ways. One way is by falling. So I had to ask, did you die by falling from a high place? No. Did you die by burning to death? No. Did you die from a drug overdose? No. Did you die from heart failure? No. Did you die due to a brain disease? No. By asking these questions, I was not only trying to find something the spirit could not answer. I was simultaneously ruling out potential loved ones and friends who I knew passed on too soon from this life. I did have a name in my mind by this point, so I continued by asking how I've been told this specific person died. Did you die from cancer? Yes. Here I started crying. With tears falling down my lap, I kept on. Are you a family member? Yes. Are you from my father's side? No. Are you from my mother's side? Yes. Are you my mother's mother? No. Are you Esco? Yes. Here I feel some kind of relief, and that I've gained more of an understanding what this situation is all about. But still kind of skeptical, I feel the urge to check if I'm just talking to myself. Due to me being named after this man, I had to ask, am I Esco? No. Are you sad? Yes. An intense grief is overwhelming my whole being, as well as I have a hard time sitting up. I feel so weak in my body, and I burst out in tears. My head falls, and I'm crying uncontrollably. I sit like this for a minute, although it feels like years. Does my mother know that you are here? No. Do you want to talk with my mother? Yes. I'm met with a more joyful yes this time, and I ask, is it Valentine's Day today? Yes. Is it Valentine's Day tomorrow? No. Do you want to wish my mother a happy Valentine's Day? Yes. Will you find peace then? Yes. Do you want me to call her right now? Yes. Truth be told, I did not enjoy this answer. This meant that I had to put my ego aside, calling my mother, still sobbing in tears. And on top of that, I also had to risk giving her a minor heart attack due to me speaking with her brother who passed away before I was born. But it was of great importance that I had to follow my intuition. So I was simply forced to give her this call right now.